Time once again for the Dining Duo Show, hosted by Jim and Nancy Eggers. Listen as they take you on another dining adventure in and around the Huntley area. As always, they arrive at a restaurant unannounced and do not disclose the fact that they are restaurant critics. This assures an honest and fair review for their listeners on Huntley Community Radio. And now, Jim and Nancy Eggers.
Welcome to the show with the highest calorie count in radio and TV.
Jerry.
The both of them.
In TV, too?
The both of them. We are the fattest show ever.
Ever?
Ever.
Ooh, we need to go to Weight Watchers then.
Well, we're the fattest show in radio, TV, and podcast.
We're not on TV, my love.
If we were.
Oh, God.
Come on, work with me. I'm making stuff up. I'm improvising.
I know you are, and it sucks.
Okay.
When you find yourself in danger, when you're threatened by a stranger, when it looks like you will take a licking, there is someone waiting who will hurry up and rescue you. Just call for Super Chicken. Fred, if you're afraid, you'll have to overlook it. Besides, you knew the job was dangerous when you took it. He will drink his super sauce and throw the bad guys for a loss, and he will bring them in alive and kicking. There is one thing you should learn when there is no one else to turn to. Call for Super Chicken. Call for Super Chicken.
Oh, that's so cute.
Super Chicken was one of the best cartoons ever. It really was good.
Well, if you are thinking, what could this show be about? This segment is The Big Chicken.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. As you go north on Route 47, things seem to get bigger. You approach the town of Hebron, and immediately you see a giant basketball cleverly disguised as a water tower.
That's pretty big. It's pretty hard to dribble that thing, too.
I'm sure.
It would be.
This undoubtedly was the game ball when the Hebron High School won the IHSA championship in 1952.
Can you imagine that? I mean, there wasn't a lot of people out here in 1952.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and they won the IHSA title.
Wow. I know.
Good for them.
I know. Drive past the downtown area, look on your left, and there stands, as Henry Hawk, the cartoon character, would say, "That is the biggest chicken ever I see." It must be a monument to Foghorn Leghorn. He is standing guard in front of Crandall's Restaurant in Hebron.
It is like, what, about 8 feet tall?
I don't know. Is it?
It's pretty big.
It's taller than you.
They just gave him a facelift, too. They repainted him and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And
he looks so handsome now.
Yes, he is, just standing out there. The building itself resembles a quaint country restaurant. On the inside to your left is their bar area with tables and booths. And on the right side is their dining room with an abundance of tables. Right in the center is where they serve their Sunday brunch.
Mm-hmm.
So they get a bunch of options.
A bunch of options. After you are seated, the waitress brings over a basket of homemade Parker House rolls and warm cinnamon rolls. We skipped the Parker House rolls and went straight for the cinnamon rolls and slathered them with butter. Nothing says a good cinnamon roll like butter.
And they got to be warm, and you got to load them up with butter.
You do. Just like Cinnabon puts all that butter and goo on it.
Oh, yeah. Now, these are really good. I was surprised.
These tasty treats were a hint of what was to follow.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Crandall's does offer various items on their menu, but let's be honest. You go to Crandall's for the world-famous roasted chicken, which is $14.95 every day for all you can eat. I mean, really. People order other things, but come on.
You got to get chicken.
Why?
And I do see people ordering a lot of different things. Like, why?
I know.
But see, they probably live in Hebron. That's the only restaurant that's around the area. So they just can't keep eating chicken every time they want to go out.
Well, for people like that, they also have an all-you-can-eat fish fry on Friday for $13.95.
Yeah.
How about that?
They do.
They also offer on Friday a chicken and a fish combo for $15.95.
So you can get a little of each if you want.
You can have your choice. These things are all served with coleslaw and your choice of mashed potatoes and gravy, which is awesome, by the way, or French fries.
Those are great.
Now, as an added plus, On Fridays, which we keep forgetting about when we go there.
I'm sorry.
They also offer potato pancakes as a side. Oh, you got me on potato pancakes.
I know, but I don't know. Something about fried chicken's got to have fried French fries. I'm sorry.
No, it's got to have mashed potatoes and grits. Well, we're arguing. We're arguing.
Yeah, we always argue. Yeah. No, we don't. We discuss.
No, we never argue. Right?
We never argue. Yeah, yeah.
On Sundays from 10 a.m. to 1:30 p.m., they have a brunch. Adults are $17.95 and children are $12.95. And they have the, we've seen their brunch. They have.
We've been there. We did it once.
Yeah, they have breakfast items and the chicken.
Yeah. So I here still I went for the brunch once and never went back.
Yeah.
I went, just, I got to go just for the chicken.
Go for the chicken.
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 Chicken. Chicken. Chicken. Chicken.
Like Henry Hawk would say, I'm a chicken hawk and I'm going to get some chicken.
Big chicken, too.
In that cartoon where it's the, what's his name, Foghorn Leghorn and the dog.
Oh,
the foghorn tries
funny.
To convince him the dog is a chicken.
Yeah.
I digress.
You digress.
I digress.
Jim and I both ordered the all-you-can-eat chicken for $14.95. He went with the mashed potatoes and gravy.
Which is what it should be.
And I went with the French fries, which it should be. I was happy to see the fries were real French fries with no coating to add crunchiness. They were crunchy all by themselves. The waitress asked us what pieces of chicken we would like, and we both wanted white meat, one breast and two wings. It should be noted there is no upcharge for white meat, so you can mix and match to your heart's desire.
That's very unusual. I think this is the only restaurant I've ever been to where there isn't an upcharge for white meat.
They always upcharge you.
Yeah, I'm surprised. Oh, well. We were pleasantly surprised when normal-sized pieces of chicken arrived at our table.
Yes, we were.
Nancy and I often wonder, what's the deal with the chicken breasts you buy at the grocery store? One breast is a meal for two people.
I know.
Who's raising these chickens? Dolly Parton? I mean,
no,
they
honestly,
never used to be like that.
And I can't, everywhere I go, I'm getting these really big chicken wings,
I know,
too.
They're huge.
I mean, I want the regular size chicken wings that we always used to get with the regular size chicken breasts that we always used to get. I don't want these supersized hormone-induced.
Oh, yeah. There's no hormones.
Yeah.
No, look at these.
they could almost go for a turkey.
I know.
A turkey breast.
You're absolutely right.
Because some of these chicken pieces are so big.
I know.
You know? I mean, they don't even, I don't know. I would like a chicken to be, a wing to be small so I get more chicken skin and coating.
Yeah, and then, well, that's the only reason why people like chicken wings is for the skin and a coating.
Exactly. You get hardly any chicken on it, but oh, the skin and coating.
You know, even the white meat, it starts off thin, then it goes up to like 4 inches thick. Like, really? How can you cook something like that?
I know.
So what we were glad to see was a normal chicken.
Exactly.
Why?
Even though the 8-foot chicken was out there. Wonder...
Well, evidently it wasn't from that chicken.
Exactly.
Of course, that would be a heck of a chicken. Wow.
3/4 of the way through our meal, the waitress came over and asked us if we would like more chicken. Of course we would like more chicken. That's what we're there for, to eat all we can.
Chicken.
Note, though, we did not have to ask her. Did you notice? She just came right up to us and asked.
That's unlike a lot of all-you-can-eat places where you have to beg,
mm-hmm.
you know, and grovel for another chicken wing or something.
So, for our second helping, Jim went with another breast, since they always come in pairs. We both ordered two more wings each, since everyone knows the best part of fried chicken is the crunchy skin and coating.
Yep.
I could get all wings, but then I would have so many bones at my table because you got to fill up on something. There's not much to fill up on a wing.
Anyway, we ate so much that our appetites flew the coop and we passed on dessert. They do, however, offer the Wisconsin-style ice cream drinks, which are large enough to share.
I know.
Which you have been known to share a couple.
Well, I've had one of my own once and I was like, too much. But Brandy Alexander with the ice cream. Oh, my God. And the nutmeg on top. I'm in heaven.
And the bartender will split it up into two different glasses. So
yeah,
you can
that's nice of her. Or him,
like
whoever.
Kind of like an adult milkshake.
It is.
Yes.
It is. I could make them at home.
Yes, you could.
I never thought about that.
Yes, you could. Which is dangerous. See, certain things.
Yeah,
are,
you can't
certain
do it.
Things are dangerous to make at home. You don't want to know how to make them at
well,
home.
Well, I'd have vanilla ice cream for you at home then, because I think vanilla ice cream is boring. I would never buy vanilla ice cream unless we have it for a dessert that calls for it.
Put a bunch of booze in it and you're good to go.
I'm good to go.
Anyway, try to save some room for that because it is really tasty.
Yeah. So, you know, this restaurant is handicap accessible.
The price for our big chicken meal was $35.15. That's a super chicken cry. Where else can you stuff yourself on excellent food for $35?
I know. Really? That's like our breakfast price. I mean, really, when we get a receipt for our breakfast, that's our bills, about, yeah, it's about the same thing.
I know. It's amazing.
Oh. In, well, you are getting chicken because if you go for breakfast, because you're getting eggs.
Ah, that's true. Stupid,
see,
but true.
My mind. You married me for my mind.
Of course I did.
In conclusion, Crandall's is the place for good old-fashioned roasted chicken. It is consistently fresh, juicy, and tasty. I have never been disappointed as many times as I've gone there.
Mm-hmm.
It's always good.
Okay.
So, my love.
Yes.
What's your take on our favorite roasted chicken restaurant?
I'm so glad you asked. The chicken is piping hot and crunchy, not greasy. Even the, you know, the second and probably third helping you get, it's all cooked fresh.
It's it really, is. Really, it's good. Really good.
It's a little trip, like 40 minutes, something like that, but it's worth it. It's well worth
well
it.
Well worth it. Mm-hmm.
What's your take, Tuts?
You want to know?
Of course I do.
Oh, sure you do. I've had the potato pancakes before, and they are tasty, but French fries are my favorite with chicken.
No, I won't hold that against you.
But I'm going to try next time if we go on a Friday to see if I can get French fries once, and then my second batch of chicken, I'll ask her, because she always asks if you want French fries or anything extra, I'll ask for a potato pancake.
Oh.
So I get both.
Ooh, I never thought of that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, this is why you're the trained professional.
Exactly.
Mm, boy, oh boy, oh boy. Well, give them the particulars, Poopsie.
Crandall's Restaurant, 10441 Route 47, Hebron, 60034. Phone number is 815-648-2609. Website, www.crandallschicken.com. Directions take Route 47 north to restaurant.
To the big chicken.
All the way up there. Yeah, it is up there, too. It's mm-hmm. not down there. It's up there. I knew my north from my south, my love. Oh, aren't boy. You proud of me?
I am so proud of you.
Wow, this is first for me. I never know north, south, east, or west.
I married you for your mind. You, yep.
Oh,
yep.
Shut up. You did. Estimated travel time, 40 minutes.
Anyway, for those of you who just tuned in, this is the Dining Duo Show here on Huntley Community Radio, WHRULP, the mighty 101.5 on your FM dial.
We put you in WHRU.
Yes, we do. And we're mighty, too.
We're mighty proud of the Mighty 101, too.
Yes, we are. 10 years. 10th anniversary.
Yeah.
The Mighty 101 has been annoying people for 10 years.
Exactly.
How about that?
So, my love, did we get any letters this week?
I don't know. But if not, I'll make something up.
Okay.
So let me check.
But no, we did. I'm sure we did.
Yeah, we did. We did, actually.
We did?
Well, I don't know that for sure because I got to hit the little thing here.
Oh, okay, hit it.
Is there anything you want? Is there anything you need? McFeely's Delivery brings it to you here with speed. Yes, our speedy delivery is a speedy delivery. Speedy delivery to you.
Oh, look at this. We did get a letter. Isn't that amazing?
It is.
And it's from Lori, and she told us about Wood Fire in Dundee. I guess it's a Wood Fire pizza place.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I like Wood Fire pizza.
Me too.
I like it. Mm-hmm. Check it out. As usual, if you want to complain...
Call. Write Jim. Not call. You could call, but write Jim.
Any recommendations on restaurants or anything like that. Our email address is thediningduo@huntleyradio.org. That's thediningduo@huntleyradio.org.
You are fake news.
Fake.
And here is Jim with his fake news.
Actually, we're going to play a game.
We're going to play a game?
Yes, yes.
I love games.
Yes, and...
Oh, boy, you hate games.
Well, this is going to be a fun game.
Okay, fun game.
And what it is, I have six stories here, and you have to determine which is real and which is fake. Okay?
Oh, yeah. Oh, okay. I forgot. We haven't done this in so long. I know. And then what happens if I get them right?
Well, if you get them right, you get 10,000 points.
I know, but I can't use them anywhere.
Points aren't worth anything.
Then why are you giving them out?
Well, because that makes it worthwhile. You have to have some incentive to get 10,000 points, except in the lightning round.
Yeah?
Which all points double.
Okay, but what do the points give me?
Bragging rights.
So Zippo, huh?
Basically Bupkis.
Yeah. Okay. Nothing.
Okay, this is from our news representative, Soy Kikkoman in Japan. Okay.
Soy Kikkoman.
Soy Kikkoman.
Okay.
He checked in.
Let's talk in Japanese now.
He's our bureau chief in Japan.
Okay.
There is a fast food chain called First Kitchen, and they've started selling Kit Kat sandwiches, which cost a mere 220 yen, which I have no idea what a yen is worth because I don't have a yen for it. Okay. It consists of that steamed Japanese buns, you know, that they get.
Those things. Okay. Yeah.
And they fold that over, stuff it with white fluffy cream, you know, the marshmallow cream,
uh-huh.
A Kit Kat, and... They add an orange peel on top. Is this real or is it fake?
I hope to heck that it's fake.
It's real.
You're kidding me.
Nope.
Somebody
it's real.
Would buy that?
Yep.
Ooh.
I know.
I wouldn't want to eat it. Okay.
This next story is from Gus Papadopoulos. He's a restaurant critic.
Okay. Whoopa.
A restaurant owner in Ohio has cleverly solved the restaurant waitstaff shortage. You know, because restaurants can't get help.
Oh, I know.
He came up with an ingenious solution to this.
Okay.
Patrons wait on each other's tables.
Okay.
In other words, you would serve the table immediately to your left.
Okay.
And the people on your right would serve your table. How about that?
But that's not like going out relaxing.
He doesn't have to worry about waiters or waitresses then. Tips are welcome, but spitting in other people's food is strongly discouraged. Is this real or is this fake?
Fake. I won. Yeah, because who would want to go out to eat when you got to serve somebody and then somebody serves? It's not relaxing.
No. Yep, you gave it a shot.
I gave it a shot.
Okay, this next one is from our Australian bureau chief, Aborigine Bob.
Aborigine Bob?
You know Bob. He's a real nice guy.
Yeah.
Two Australian teens went to a McDonald's where they bought 3 quarter pounders.
Okay.
They ate 2 and saved the last one for a friend who never showed up.
Okay.
But being their best buddies, he held on to the burger for him, mm-hmm. right? That was 20 years ago, and they still have the burger.
Ew!
Said one of the teens, it looks the same as the day we bought it. Is this real or is it fake?
Oh, this is a hard one to decide. I do know people say that McDonald's hamburgers, they hold up pretty good. I'll say true.
It is true.
It's true?
Yes, it is true.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
It lasted that long?
Yes,
wow, I guessed.
Okay, the next story is from our medical scientist, Dr. Francis Stein.
Okay.
Frankenstein, get it?
Oh, okay.
I forgot to explain him. It's no good, people. He's at the Department of Agriculture, and they have produced a genetically modified chicken that actually has nuggets.
Uh-huh. Okay.
But the only problem is taste tests in fast food restaurants have not been positive since, unlike most chicken nuggets, these actually contain chicken. So is this true or is it false?
False.
Of course it's false.
Thank you.
Okay. Next one is from our Juan Valdez.
Juan Valdez?
Yes. He has just reported Taco Bell and Cheez-It joined forces to create two new Taco Bell menu items, the Big Cheez-It Tostada and the Big Cheez-It Crunchwrap Supreme, which each one of these items right in the center has a giant Cheez-It cracker.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yep. However, this is just in a test market. But it sounds pretty good. I get something like that with a big giant Cheez-It cracker in the middle. Really?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Is this true or is it false?
I'm still thinking. False.
It's true.
It's true.
It's true. They're trying it out right now. Big giant Cheez-It in the middle.
Uh-huh. Okay. Oh, wow. I'm really losing.
Yes, but this is the lightning round.
Okay.
So all points are doubled now.
Who cares?
I don't even know how many points.
I don't
points
win
you,
nothing.
I don't even know how many points you have.
Oh, okay. I think I only got, I don't know. I don't know how many I got now. I lost track.
I'll give you 20,000 points. How's that?
Who cares? I don't get nothing.
Anyway.
You cheapskate.
This is from our California bureau chief, the kitty litter.
Okay.
Kitty is a housewife in Burbank, California, and she's suing a peanut butter manufacturer who will not be named for $10 million.
Okay, why?
She is allergic to peanuts and became ill after eating some peanut butter.
Well, duh, why would you? Okay, I won't say anything.
Kitty is quick to point out there is no warning label on the jar that says caution may contain peanuts. Aha! Is this true or is this false?
It's a no-brainer.
What?
It's got to be true because it's California.
I made it up.
Wow. I assumed it would be true because it's California. And they're a little different out there.
Well, I'm just looking at the old clock on a wall and it's telling me we've run out of time.
Well, that's our show for today then. And Jim and I would like to thank you for listening. Tune in again next time.
Same dining duo time, same dining duo station.
Until then,
we wish you good times, good friends, and good food.
Legal advice for today's show is being provided by the House of Shysters. Remember our motto, in every cloud there's a silver lining, and in every silver lining there's a loophole.